Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Word for Today with Reverend Andre Thompson.
Get ready for real talk, real life issues in the next half hour.
The next voice you will hear will be no other than Reverend Andre Thompson.
Yes, good afternoon. God bless you. This is Apostle Andre Thompson. I'm coming to you live today from the studios of Phillipsburg, New Jersey. This is the Word for the Day Radio Broadcast Ministries, and we're just delighted to come into your home, into your house, and we pray that you are also been having a blessed day such as we have. You know, they say, well, it's hot outside. I say, that's okay. It may be hot outside, but it's hotter some other places, you know. And one of the things I want to say to you is that we're excited and ecstatic just to be here today, to be with you. You know, there's so many different things that have been going on, praise God, and we're excited about this week. We are on the countdown. That's right, we got 5 more days, amen, before we get to June 20th. That's right, this is outside the 4 walls, bringing the gospel to the streets. Concert that's coming up this week, amen. If you're in the tri-state area, you need to come on out and join us. I'm telling you, you're going to be in for a treat. That's right. I'm telling you right now, if you're in our area, please come on out, praise God, and join us. We're excited today to have Crown Media Productions as a guest, a young man named Carl. We're gonna bring him out shortly, praise God. I'm just vamping up, first of all, everything we need on the internet right here. We've been struggling, amen, because our internet system was, I guess it must be the heat. But you know something, ain't nothing going to stop us. A song has come out a long time ago, so ain't no stopping us now. So ain't nothing going to stop us, amen. We already got the victory. We got the glory, amen. We're going to move on. And I want you to know that this is a time that you should be excited and embrace what God is doing. There's been so many different people that have come across our path, amen, in the last few years. I'm outside, matter of fact. We're going to take it outside to the streets, amen. Because I want to be outside the 4 walls. It's only right to do that since this week we're celebrating outside the 4 walls, amen. I'm outside the 4 walls. We're outside right now. And I'm telling you, I'm excited. I'm excited about what God is doing. And let me tell you something, beloved, you should be excited too. Why? Because, see, you're still in the land of the living. Well, last week we had some great men and women of God online. And let me tell you something. Today it continues. That's right. Today it's going to continue. Praise God. And at this time, I'm out of breath a little bit because we've been working hard out here. It's hot outside, I ain't going to lie. But, man of God, how you doing today? Carl, you there?
Hi. Yes, I'm right here. I'm good.
Hey, praise God. I was trying to pull up our internet, amen, and I don't know if it's just the weather or just the situation out here, but it's okay. As long as we got you online, that's all that matters, praise God. I want you to go ahead and introduce yourself to all our radio listening audience out there. Let them know who you are, and we're gonna jump right into it, praise God.
Oh, my name is Carl King. I am a graduate of Bowie State University, getting my degree in broadcast journalism, and I am the founder of King Crown Media.
Amen. And, you know, I know you have, you do video productions, audio, you do a lot of different things, praise God. And one of the things that, you know, I'm excited about is the fact that, you know, you said that you are a recent graduate. So this is something that you didn't just pick up. This is something that you have a passion for, a desire for. And I want you just to tell the people, praise God, when I first met you, you were talking about you had did a documentary that you have been working on. I want you to go ahead and just tell us about that, if you don't mind.
So while I was in school, I took a class 4 documentary, and our professor and the students in the class came up with the concept for a good film. And so the subject matter was the children of the parents, aunts, and uncles who went through the crack epidemic. And so these kids that are in my generation whose parents got locked up or died from violence or died from drug overdose went through a lot of hard things at such a young age, and they share their story of how they lived through that and how they made it to college to get out of that. And so the name of the documentary is X, Children of a Lost Generation. And so after I graduated, we had something so much more powerful than we thought we would have at the beginning of that class, and we ran with it. So.
Yeah, and you know, and that's wonderful. You know, it's always good to, you know, because, you know, I know the Bible says that we should never despise small beginnings, and see something that you didn't even expect to maybe be as potentially vital or important, that start out as something small as actually was something really great. You know, so with this project that you already have did and started and everything, what is it that you would like to do? I mean, do you want to get, like, to be able to have folks view this, like, in a theaters? I mean, how you want to reach out to the young people in a way of this doing what you put out there to be so effective to impact maybe the lives of other people?
Our main goal is to spread the awareness of this. This is something that has gone on for over 20 years. Crack epidemic started in the 1980s, and you know, people are still feeling the effects from it today. And so our number one goal is to raise the awareness of it, and that there are kids out there that have not said anything about it. It's not that we're not lost kids. We're just very silent about what we've gone through. And we don't share as much with our peers, with anybody, about how we feel and what we go through. And so that's our number one goal, is just to raise awareness. And our second goal is to actually have the documentary purchased so that we can get all the rights to everything and have it in theaters.
Right, right. So, and, you know, I think that that's a it's very important. You know, there's so many different organizations out there today, and so many different people that are trying to make an impact and do different things, you know. How is it that the people that are listening today, what can they do to help what you're trying to accomplish? Well, I don't like to use the word try, what you're looking to accomplish. How can the folks that are listening today also be essential, be a blessing to help you get to where you would like to arrive at?
One of our partners is the R.P. Card Foundation, and they are located in Washington, D.C. They've been helping us financially, and they've been helping us as far as marketing, setting up screenings. And so if you go to the R.P. Card Foundation website, then you'll be able to go online, find out more about the documentary, see the trailer for the documentary, and then at that website, you will find out about how to help our cause. So,
okay, now what's that website once again so they can write it down?
It's www.rpcard.com.
Amen.
rpcardfoundation.com.
Amen. Go ahead.
Oh, no, that's...
No, what I'm about to say is that to you that are listening, you know, if you're listening by the way of internet, those that call in, or 86,000 of you that are listening on today, I want you to go visit that site. I want you to go visit not only the site, but read up on what they're doing, amen. Even if that means, praise God, you know, watch the trailer. You know, it's important to, and once you watch it, share it on Facebook, share it on, go to Twitter, and just tweet it, amen. I want you all to get the word out there, because you know something? It's important, especially when someone has a vision. And you know, this is one of the things I love about vision, because see, when you have a vision, you give people hope. You know, and I believe that through the vision and the things that you guys are doing, Carl, it's going to give folks hope, because if no one's reaching out there to educate the young people, the young men and women out there, to direct them to some real life issues and helping them get to the next level, then they're going to perish. You know, so I salute you on your endeavors, you know.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. Just to add on, if anybody would like to see the trailer, they may email kingcrownmedia@gmail.com. If you send in your emails, the trailer will be sent to you directly to your email, and you can view it then.
Okay, once again, give them that email because, you know, we got folks listening and they need to hear it a couple times.
All right. To receive the trailer, send an email to kingcrownmedia.com. Oh,
amen.
kingcrownmedia@gmail.com. Excuse me. So
yeah,
that's kingcrownmedia@gmail.com. And you will receive the trailer so that you can view the trailer for the documentary.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Now, you know, I know you and I, we never set eyes on one another before we were introduced. I believe it was a divine connection. Amen. And I'm excited that you're going to be here this coming June 20th, Saturday, at Phillipsburg, New Jersey, at Walters Park for this Outside the Four Walls gospel concert, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited that you're going to be there. Amen. And tell us about King Crown Media in regards to what is that your company offers. Let the folks know what they can expect to get from you if they need your services.
Well, King Crown Media offers all types of video service that you can think of. If you need something edited, we can edit your videos, put them on DVDs for you. If you need something shot, as like the concert that's going to be on Saturday, you can call us up. We can make an appointment, and you know, we can negotiate what needs to be done to get your production done. And after shooting it, we'll edit, burn it, and get you copies of your production. Also, we do videos from music videos to commercials to video resumes. It's, you know, it's a wide range.
Hold on, brother. We're going to have to go back to that one right there. You said you do video, music video. So that means that all you out there, you Christians out there that have groups, all you that have choirs that need a video for your new music. I'm telling you, if you need a video to go along with that new soundtrack you got or something, then y'all better go ahead and call. I'm telling you, you do, and you do commercials. I was about to ask you about that. So you also do commercials. So if they need to get a commercial on BET or whatever it may be, you're the person they go to package that whole commercial. You do the voiceovers and everything, huh?
Yep, you can do the voiceovers, the audio editing for them, and any other graphics that they might want to put in those commercials. You do all of that.
Wow. And this is what I'm talking about. See, this is what's needed. And, you know, and see, I don't think that most people know, Carl. I don't think most people know that what goes behind. See, I remember I was living out there in Florida. I was with a group of folks that we got together with, PS from Hot 105, another sister named Yvette Cruz Sada, and we used to do something similar back in the day. I was a county executive. But I don't think that people really understand, though, what it takes, what it details to go in to shoot some footages and maybe even do the commercials and then go back and edit it and so forth. What the people out there in the real world, they charge a lot of money for that service and stuff, you know. And I don't even know what your practices are because, like you said, everything, it depends upon the project. But I'm more than sure that by going to you, that you're very competitive, and also that you're most likely to be much a blessing to many people in regards of what you can put together for them, going to some of these other folks that are going to charge you thousands and thousands of dollars. I mean, it depends on the project, but what I'm saying is I know that you'll work with the people.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we actually take our time to find out what people really need and negotiate something that's affordable for them, but also will compensate us for the work that we do. And so I know some people just put a flat rate price out there and just say,
right,
all right, this is what you're going to pay, and if you don't pay this, you won't get your video done. But, you know, we take the time to hear what people need, and we take the time to consider what people's situations are. And so, you know, for college students, if you're a college student, a lot of college students can't just throw out $500 like that. Some college students have to get books. And so, you know, we take the time to help our customer and get them what they need for an affordable price.
Amen, amen. You know, I think that's essential. That's why I said I'm definitely going to, besides you that are listening today, I'm definitely going to be sharing this information with all of my connections all throughout the 50 states. I know so many people, and there's so many people. And I'm going to also utilize your service as well in the future on some other levels as well, because there's a lot of things that God has placed in my heart that we want to do. Praise God. Amen. And I'm letting you know, though, that God is good. Amen. And I'm just excited that we had an opportunity to come together, man of God. I'm praying that, you know, it don't rain on Saturday, you know, that, you know, we can't control how Mother Nature works, but God got that under control. So praying that we have a wonderful day. Amen. I can't wait to the final product done, because I'm definitely going to be out there promoting it. I want folks to see the quality and that you're doing. Now, if folks want to get in contact with you, how can they get in contact with you? Give the folks your information, amen. We're going to be continually posting this up there on Facebook as well. We're at the point now where we have to make another page, because we're beyond 5,000 people right now. So now I got like three different pages on Facebook, you know, so... but we definitely want to share that information, though, with all our friends and family and our social network on Black Preachers Network and Twitter and all that stuff. So, but let the folks know how they can get in contact with you, though, man of God.
All right. Well, the best way to get in contact with me would be by phone. You can reach me at 732-236-3482. That will go directly to my phone, and we can set up an appointment. Second best way to reach me would be through email, and that would be at KingCrownMedia@gmail.com. That's KingCrownMedia@gmail.com. And we do have a Facebook page. And so if you go on Facebook and you type in King Crown Media, the Facebook page should show up. You should see the videos that we've worked on. Our website is, right now it's down because it's being renovated and improved and updated. And so the website should be up within the next couple of months with all new features. But through that Facebook page, you can see our work and past projects. Okay. Contact me through that, too.
Amen. You know, it's a pleasure to speak with you, to even have the opportunity to interview you, man. I'm definitely humbled about that. You know, I get a chance to interview and have so many creative, blessed, men and women of God have come have passed through here the last 7 years, you know, and you're just another one that's been added to the list of, you know, excellence. You know, we thank you, and I definitely, you know, am so excited that God has brought you across our path so we can bring you out on this platform to share what you're doing, you know. And that means that you guys will travel, right? I mean, you'll travel, right? All they got to do after they talk to you, they out there in Miami. They want to come to Miami. You guys will travel out to them, Bahamas. It don't matter, right? As long as the price is right.
Yeah.
Like, you know, on that plane, right?
Yeah. Actually, I have team members down in Maryland and D.C. area. That's where we started when I was in college. And so I'm in New Jersey now. So I take care of most of the northern states. And anything past D.C. or Maryland, they'll take care of those states. And so, you know.
Really? So you got them out there in Maryland. Tell my friend out there in Maryland, Tammy Caesar, Shirley Caesar's niece. I know she's in the studio right now, and she's about to finish up on one of her records, so I'm going to have to definitely put her on to you guys about doing a music video then. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's wonderful. So they handle everything on the other side, and you on this side. Hey, I got you.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Teamwork makes the dream work. So.
Amen. And, yeah, I got a lot of folks out there in Florida, too, down North Carolina, and they're all over the Bahama Islands, you know. So we're definitely going to just share this information, you know. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do my part. Amen. And
I
want you to
appreciate it.
You're quite welcome, sir. You know, I'm always just proud to see our young men and women doing some great things to make an impact and, you know, And the thing about it, someone got to do it. So I'm glad that you have, you know, are walking in your calling and fulfilling the purpose that God has called you in. You know, so it's definitely a pleasure. And you that are listening, once again, I want y'all to support my brother. You know, if you have a church, you got a concert, a play, you want to advertise on regular TV, cable TV, you need a commercial done, whatever it is you need, the theater productions, I want you to go. And the Kingdom Crown Productions, that's KingdomCrown.com.
It's King Crown Media.
King Crown Media. Amen. My mistake. I know it has something to do with Kingdom up there, and I'm in front of my computer right now. We're outdoors right now trying to avoid this big thunderstorm, praise God, and a lot going on. But once again, please, beloved, I'm going to have everything listed on my Facebook page, and also you that are listening to me on the radio and the chat lines, please check on the chat line. I'm going to have all this information, the links, the pictures, everything's there. You know, please share that information. And on this week, we're going to have a few more people come on this week, amen. We're going to be doing some on-the-street stuff this week. Actually, we're going to be out in the street. We're going to be talking to people, interviewing people. We're going to get the feel of the community, what's going on out here as we're getting closer and closer to the outdoor concert. I mean, this past weekend, we had the opportunity to go out there to Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, with a gospel hip-hop concert, raising money for the homeless. We had Teen Challenge out there, all different groups. I mean, it was just phenomenal. And I'm telling you, God is doing something, because there are a lot of people that are in positions that need help, and there are a lot of people that are looking for a solution. And I thank God that God is sending men and women out there that don't mind being a servant and serving the folks, and also educating and bringing people together and sharing the gospel, but also creating resources and avenues and programs that will also better their community. So I applaud each and every one, Robert Diaz, and everyone that has been such a blessing. Listen, we're about to get out of here, but I want to let you know, if you need to contact us, please go to info@thewordnumber4today.org. That's info@thewordnumber4.org. Amen. Or you can visit us at our website, www.citywidecog.org. That's www.citywidecog.org. Amen. Listen, we got so many groups coming out this week. It's ridiculous. Folks are coming from Tampa, Florida. They're coming from Maryland. They're coming from Washington, D.C. I can't even tell you why. How many people are even getting here? Some folks are taking the Greyhound bus, Carl. I mean, they're not even in the program. They just want to be a part of what God is doing. They're taking the Greyhound bus. It takes about 24 hours to get from where they live at to get here, just to come to the concert. So we thank God for what He's doing. Amen. And once again, please join us. Carl, you got anything else you'd like to say to the people before we get out of here?
Just let God bless you with the blessings that He's given you. And, you know, if you feel that a blessing is coming your way, don't miss Saturday's concert. I've been told about it. I've seen who's coming. It's going to be a blessing to everybody. Even though I'll be working, I'm still going to be blessed, because the Lord works in so many ways. And so I just want to thank you. I want to thank you for having me on your show, and thank you, and thank everyone listening for their support and the blessings that will be coming my way.
Amen. Thank you so much, man of God, for joining us, man. We appreciate taking out the time of your busy schedule. Now, we're going to get ready to get out of here, so let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for everything that's been said and done. Lord, I ask that you will continue to cover my brother and his business, that even as he continues to sow, Lord, that you give him a hundredfold blessing, Lord. Lord, we ask that each and everyone that's been listening on the radio broadcast today, that you bless them. Those that are sick to be healed, those that are blind be able to see, those that are crippled be made whole. Father, we thank you right now that you're covering each and every one of us under your blood. Now, Lord, dispatch your warring angels, Lord, from the north, east, west, from south, with flaming swords, Lord. We thank you right now for a favor. We thank you right now for the increase. We thank you for favorable weather even on this week, Lord. And we just give you the honor, glory, and praise. Father, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Carl, thank you so much, man. I appreciate you, brother. Words can't give enough. I do apologize that we was unable to really utilize our internet the way we wanted to today, but nonetheless, you came, God showed up, and you came in, and it has been a wonderful experience to have you on the show today.
Thank you for having me.
You're quite welcome, and I'm going to see you this weekend on this coming Saturday. And for you that are listening right now, amen, sir. Wanted to say something?
Oh, I just, just remember, if anybody wants to see the trailer for the documentary or get in contact with me, you can reach me at kingcrownmedia@gmail.com or call my phone, which is 732-236-3482. And, that's
amen, amen. That's right. That's right. KingCrownMedia@gmail.com. KingCrownMedia@gmail.com. Y'all go ahead and email them. Like I said, once I get a chance to get back into the social media, I'm going to do a major blast. So I'm going to let everybody know this to come and check you out. Man of God, if they don't email you, they're going to definitely go to the website. I already know because we have a lot of folks out there, amen, that are very supportive of the ministry as well as certain things that I know some people out there may need. So I'm going to reach out to some people. I will see you on Saturday. Beloved, until we meet again, kingdom blessings upon you and your family. This is Apostle Andre Thompson. God bless you. Be blessed now. Good night, sir.
Good night.